Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Even though we know we might be paying too much for our mortgage, many of us won't even think about switching providers. In fact, according to the Banking and Payments Federation, a measly 28% considered moving their home loans over the past year, even though interest rates are now coming down. It may not be in the best interests of all its members, but the BPFI is launching a new website to promote switching called inyourinterest.ie. And they are promoting standardised salary certificate documentation as well. Brian Hayes is the Chief Executive of the BPFI. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Brian. Why are we so slow to switch mortgage providers?
Well, I think this issue of customer inertia has been highlighted before the research that we're publishing today. If you look at what the ESRI said last year, Joe, there is an issue around inertia. People at one level are questioning whether or not they get any benefit from spending the time. And you do need to sit down, realize what interest rate you're on, look at other providers in the market to make sure that you're getting the best rate, and to make sure that the product that you're switching to is of benefit to you. But I think the CBI, the Central Bank of Ireland, have already highlighted that, you know, between, I think, 2019 and 2022, in the research that they did, that consumers and mortgage owners can actually get benefits of up to about €2,000 a year annually by switching products. So our issue is around our responsibility as an industry, because we do support competition. We still have significant competition in the Irish market in terms of our banks and non-bank players. It's really important that we get the message out there, particularly in an interest rate environment that seems to be changing at the moment. The cycle has turned. We've already seen 225 basis point reductions from the ECB this year. If you're a mortgage holder, Joe, that 50% is locked in with another 0.4%, because there's been a technical adjustment by the ECB for trackers. And I think looking into the future, it seems that the cycle of reductions will continue over the next 2 years, probably as inflation has been curtailed somewhat by the ECB. So we're in a new monetary environment. The interest rate cycle has changed, and it's a good time that people will look around and see, can they get a better rate? And I think a lot of that's around just their own awareness of their own situation.
Yeah, and you've launched this website to promote switching called inyourinterest.ae, where I presume all your members are going to pay for that website. And how is it going to make it easy?
Well, the website is a kind of a resource tool for people to make sure that they know exactly what they need in terms of certificates and information, because there is a bit of information you've got to gather. It's also a way of kind of asking people to be aware of their own situation. For instance, have they got work done in the house on, say, retrofitting, or has the BER changed in the house? What's the loan to value? They're all factors that can change the interest, the rate that you're charged in the future based on the product that you have. What's really important about an announcement we're making today is we've now a new standardized salary cert. In the past, you'd need a cert per bank or per non-bank. That's now one standardized cert for all of the players in the market, which is significant. It cuts down some time for people. So it's really about awareness of what rate you're on, because if you look at, for instance, at the research we're putting out today, you know, about a third have looked for information, but only about 27% have actually researched new mortgage rates. So it's that shopping around message that we want to put out, particularly in this new interest rate environment.
Why isn't the whole process of mortgage switching digital at this stage? In some countries like Denmark, you can buy a house fully digitally without having to fill in any paper.
Well, banks have put a huge amount of investment in Ireland when it comes to digital switching. We have a code in place where it stipulates the amount of time involved per part of the process from one bank to the other. The digital journey is a reality for many, many customers.
But not on the legal side. The legal side, there's still a huge amount of paper.
Well, we're only responsible for the banks, Joe.
We're not responsible for
the legal side. And there's a lot of work going on when it comes to e-conveyancing. I know the Taoiseach recently produced an important report. We now have a round table with the legal industry to try to cut down those delays. But yeah, I mean, there's lots of players in the conveyancing line out from banks to valuers to brokers we work closely with, but equally, as you say, to the legal fraternity. And we've all got to do more in trying to expedite the journey for customers who want to switch. Now, that's absolutely the case, and I accept that.
Okay. And what is the national payment strategy that was announced yesterday by the government?
Well, this is a policy document that the government have announced. We and other players in the financial services community would have played into that. I think it's important that we have going forward a forward-looking view as to how payments in Ireland is going to land, particularly in a circumstance where there's a debate, for instance, on the digital euro, where the access to cash legislation is currently going through the Dáil, where we know that there's been such an accelerated use of digital payments, online payments, tap and go, on the basis that since COVID, there has been this growth in payments. Our own report last week highlighted that. And I think what the government are trying to do is to get all the players working together on certain responsibilities that they have in the next 4 to 5 years to make sure the strategy works. But it's ultimately up to the industry to deliver on this. And given our role as a banking and payments federation, working with all our members, we will have actions to do within that plan to make sure we realise a better payments ecosystem across the industry.
Oh, so the message is start switching. When does this new website, inyourinterest.ie, go live? Because I just tried
it
there.
It's up already. I actually was on this morning checking it.
All right.
So you'll have to look at your server.
Maybe my firewall is too strong.
Maybe it is too strong in Newstalk. But the important issue is it's being aware of not only your right to switch, but what the options are there for people. It's not around us telling people to switch. Mm. But we have seen a growth in switching where interest rates are radically going up. Not in Ireland, I hasten to add, because only a third of the ECB interest rate happened. But it's awareness of what you're paying and what you could pay in the future.
Brian, thanks for joining us. That's Brian Hayes, the Chief Executive of the BPFI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.